Hey, Chevra, I want to talk a Torah that came to me earlier today. In a Korach, Korach is the Lashon, Korach is to be bold. Korach, the name Korach, comes from the same word, to be bold. What's the connection? I once, years ago, spoke about this in a different light. What's the connection of Korach and being bold? This mamish came to me earlier today. I think it's in the schus of my nephew's upsharon this upcoming Sunday. My brother Moshe Meir, he's making upsharon for his son Adiel Levi Yitzchok. It was named after obviously the Berditchever, but also named after my Zaydi Yitzchok. And the Iker Inyan of a upsharon, obviously the chinuch and the excitement of the beginning of chinuch, and show how special it is. But the Iker is also mechanich, the mitzvah of Peis. It's the first mitzvah, in a way you're mechanich. And to give a haircut but leave the Peis. What is Peis all about? What's the idea behind having Peis? Oh, it's good. Svi's making an up Sharon also soon. It's big. Perfect timing.
And he has Peis.
We all have Peis. I mean, he has longer Peis. Lameisa. So what's the union of having Peis? Rav Naftali Rapshitzer says an incredible idea. Sweet, we said the Iker, Chinuch, and... Oh, you heard. So what's having Peis? Rav Naftali Rapshitzer says when you have Peis, what Peis do is a simen on your body that you should have achdus, have oneness, have unity between your mind, your seichel, and your lev, and your heart. What happens? The payas start from the makom of the mayach, of the brain, and they go longer. What they're supposed to do is at least reach into the beard, and then the beard really is supposed to be longer, and then leave you to the lave. That's how he says it, basically. So the idea of payas is to remind you that your mayach and your lave, your mind and your heart should be one. Beautiful idea. Because sometimes the farthest distance in the world is between the mind and the heart. There are many ways to say this, but I want to say it in one way specifically tonight. What does it mean that Korach was bold? Maybe what it means that Korach, means its essence, the name comes from being bold. What does it mean to be bold? To be bold is no problem on the top of your head. To be bold meant he was even bold from Peis. He had no Peis. And what did Korach do? Korach just focused on his own intellect, his own logic. He said, I believe, Kulam Kedoshim, we don't need a leader. I believe Tal Shekula Tchelas doesn't need tzitzis. I believe Arum Malit Sifri Torah doesn't need mezuzah. It's what my mind understands is emes. Because he was all mind with no Yiddish Aleib. He had no heart. He had no neshama. That was lovesick for the Rabbi Nishalil. And when your heart is lovesick for the Rabbeinu Shalom, it doesn't matter if you understand or you don't understand. It's emes. It's not about what you understand. The Torah is above what I understand. Kadosh Baruch Hu is above what I understand. And therefore I'm not questioning it at all. I do it with passion. I do it with heart. Because my mind and my heart is one. The same Bili Beinu, Bina, Lahavin Haskil. Our mind has to be connected to our heart. We have to be so in love with the Rabbeinu Shalom, so in love with Torah, so in love with mitzvahs, that whether we understand or we don't understand, I'm giving and I'm caring and I'm doing. But Korach didn't have the pace to remind him that. He was bald. You know, we have a chassid in Kala here. Mamish during Shev Brach, she's our Omer and Ayala. Same is true with your relationship. Trust me, there are times when you don't understand. There are times when you don't understand each other. There are times you don't understand this new world. And Vada, your minds are very special, and Halavai, you'll understand a lot. But those times you don't, your heart should take over. You stood under the chuppah 2 days ago because you have tremendous ahava for each other. You have tremendous love for each other. And that love could destroy anything. And love could mamish take over when lo aleinu, God forbid, the seichel is playing games, basically. Don't ever lose sight of that heart. Keep the mind and the heart as one. In caring for each other, and giving for each other, and being lovesick for each other. And that's how we have to be for the Eibishter. We don't question. And maybe that's why, right after Korach, we go into Chukas. Zois Chukas HaTorah. The quintessential Chayk, law without reason. Doesn't always have to have a reason. We don't have to understand everything. Hashem's greater than us. The Torah is greater than us. Hashem knows what's best for us. He loves us. Just love Him back and do whatever He wants. And we'll be zeichet only simcha and bracha our entire lives. For Shabbat Hilge Shabbos Kodesh, a good zimmer, full of simcha, full of bracha.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh